Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm Andy Zaltzman. In today's rummage into the past via the archives of the Bugle, we go to India and November 2016. Anuvab Pal filled the Bugle in on Narendra Modi's shock and awe tactics on tax evasion. In our fifth episode after relaunch, issue 4005, entitled Who Do I Bribe?
So before we get on to this week's top story, we'll just check the current British stropometer reading. That's 8.4 this week. That's a bit less of a crank than we've been in for most of the year. US, that's coming in at 12.6. That is good news for the new cantankerousy that is taking over the political world. Anuvab, how stroppy, by comparison with Britain and America, how stroppy is India right now?
Is very a number? Very? No, going with the javelin thing, I've been very specific with measurement today, Andy, as you know. Very is what I'm going with. So, you know, as the rest of the world correspondent, you know, it's my responsibility to look for problems around the world far and wide. So I've traveled, being based in India, I've traveled far and wide to find that the biggest problem in the world was in India. So again, that goes to show the reach and diligence of my world travels, and I found it right outside my house. In that, the nation has this nation of a billion people, which some people have heard of. I don't know if all the people in the world know what India is, but some people may have heard of it. They outlawed currency. They have outlawed.
All currency.
All currency. 86% of, I mean, of course, you know, any economist listening to this will obviously dispute that, but they will also realize that this is pretty much nonsensical banter, which is loosely based on facts. But that's also the rest of the world, I think. So I think we're only following a pattern. So 86% of the currency in use has been overnight cancelled, withdrawn. And then that raises many questions. Can you do that? Can you, and anyone in the world, can they do that? Can you, for example, in Great Britain, the country you are in, could somebody just say from tomorrow, the £10 note, the £50 note, and the £100 note are invalid? And now just just make do.
It is a truly extraordinary story, this. I mean, I think in Britain we'd probably quite happily take that on because, I mean, we, you know, it would just get us further away from Europe, which has currency. And, you know, if we could get rid of currency or at least go back to, you know, to basic kind of pig-based economy that we used to be quite happy with until the Romans came over here with their coins, I think we'd be happy with this. This is one of the most extraordinary stories that I can remember reading about in all our years on the Bugle. What happened is Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of India, he pulled a genuine political rabbit out of the hat. And in this age of leaks, that is quite surprising. No one seemed to be expecting this. And it was one, I mean, he pulled this rabbit out of the hat and the rabbit had bloodshot, terrified eyes. But it was still a rabbit. And he announced that he was withdrawing the two most used banknotes in India from circulation, the 500 rupee and the 1000 rupee notes, roughly equivalent to the classic British banknotes, the fiver and the tenner. And he announced this in an unscheduled broadcast on the evening of the 8th of November. And this law came into effect at midnight that night. Now that is quite, to basically pull, as you say, all currency, 86% of it, but we're rounding it up for the ease of mathematics, all currency, basically all currency out of circulation in a four-hour time frame. That is, in a country where 90% of all transactions still take place using cash, that is bold stuff. That is, I mean, I guess the kind of stuff you would expect from a prime minister who quite a lot of people in India think is a borderline genocidist. But, you know, he's clearly not lacking in confidence. How has this gone down, Anuvab, the sudden withdrawal of 86% of all physical money?
I think the biggest problem, Andy, is that Indians are having to stand in queues in an orderly fashion. And India not being Singapore, because, you know, any culture that's used to any sort of system, you know, is used to queues. But now Indians having to form an orderly queue, there are two problems with that. One is every time there's a queue in India, there's one thought in an Indian person's head. Who do I bribe? The great irony here, however, Andy, is that you need to stand in the queue to get to the money to bribe someone. So what we're dealing with here is a philosophical conundrum. What we're dealing with here is almost Aristotelian in its appeal and reach. Because, you know, that which is also is not, I think, is one of the Greek philosophers' questions of our time. And I think that is what has been posed here. I mean, there's, of course, a lot of talk in India and in business circles, you know. There's luckily, you know, I don't know where you got your statistics from, but luckily, India is not a poor country that survives entirely on cash, where 500 million people are not literate. Luckily, that is not the case. I mean, what you're looking at is sort of a digitized 21st century lethal economic behemoth. That's what you're looking at. Right. So we were already on the edge of stuff. But the big question was, can we be Sweden overnight? Right? Lots of Indian business people would ask, can we be Sweden overnight? And I think one man needed to get up and said, let's try.
Right.
So, and I think he just took it quite literally, and he said, let's try. Now, in India, there is a very large unorganized cash sector, right? But is it really that important? I mean, because you have to ask yourself, 300 million people eating and having access to basic supplies, what is the big deal about that? Why is that critical? You know, and I think
that's learned behavior, isn't it? That was basically the attitude that the British Empire had to India during major famines, isn't it? I've got found this amazing quote from the Great Famine of the 1870s. Now, you are an eminent historian, and you've done stand-up shows about Indian history and the history of Britain in India. I was reading about the Viceroy of India, Lord Lytton, who during the Great Famine of the 1870s, when Britain exported over 300,000 tons of wheat from India, whilst more than 5 million people starved to death, he believed that apparently market forces alone would suffice to feed the starving Indians. That is, I mean, 140 years on, the world is really still sticking pins in that theory to try and see if they can make it work. But that is...
correct.
Well, maybe
correct.
That's... I mean, the legacy of that attitude has clearly informed this demonetization.
Exactly. And I think there's some agile thinking there, you know? Like, Lord Lytton was onto something when he said, you know, if the ship stops here, there would be grain for people. But if the ship doesn't, can they still eat? Even though there's no food, let's see. So I think it's a fundamental question of market forces when the market forces that are given to you are nothing, right? Because Adam Smith in economics, has, you know, in The Great Economist, had always said, zero is not a great number. You can't do much with zero. I may be paraphrasing, but he said something like that. Zero is not a very high quotient in economics. I think they're challenging Smith. I think they're saying, let's see. If you've got no money because I've outlawed everything, apart from selling your cousin for some rice, what other innovative methods can you come up with? That's the question India has to grapple with.
Well, it's basically challenging the Indian people to grasp the baton of 21st century entrepreneurialism. So, you know, it's if you can't rely on hackneyed old banknotes and you have to develop your own cousin for rice-based economy, that will give you a head start on everyone else in the world.
Precisely, Andy, precisely. You've really hit it. It is a startup economy. You know, I'd read a thing about Silicon Valley once, and they had said that a startup needs to be hungry. And I think Mr. Modi has taken that literally. I think that if you're a startup, who is the entrepreneur? You're the entrepreneur. You're starving. You're not just starving to build Facebook. You're literally starving. So what would you come up with to change things? And I think that really there was always potential among a billion people. But the only way you could find that potential was to just make their bank accounts invalid. And I think that... that there's really no truer test of a person. And I don't think nudity, like a lot of people think, was the most shameful thing in the world, being found nude in public, right? Happened to me a couple of times. I wouldn't want to get into it in further detail. Happened in several countries where I'm not allowed.
Well, those are some stories we're going to have to get to.
But that's a different problem, Andy. But the point you raise, a very valid point, extremely valid, which is there's no greater test than saying, just like Lord Lytton did, I am just going to take this bank account from you. You were not expecting this. This has never happened in human history. But now that it has, what are you going to do with yourself? You know, are you going to put that shoe in the microwave? Are you going to use your child to do some manual labor? Are you going to grow your own tomato? How resourceful are you? And it really makes you think back, really, to the days of the first Egyptian people by the Nile, you know? They'd have to come up with stuff, right? They were like, okay, I guess this is a seed. I don't have any plowing equipment. What should I do? Let me see. Can I just use this human being as transport? You know, you start really thinking on your feet. And I think that's what's happening here.
So basically you're saying that just need to give it, you know, 5 or 6 months and there'll be some massive pyramids all over India.
I think so, Andy. I think you're right. I think what you've unleashed is perhaps the precursor to the Emperor Akhenaten the First.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. Now pop over to the Mothership and listen to the latest issue of The Bugle. It's like this show, but longer and newer.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.